Howdy, pilgrims. He said in his best John Wayne voice, which isn't very good, but welcome to the Bend Redmond United Church of God 2007 fun / talent show. Heavy on the fun. There is some talent, but we're going to have a lot of fun here. Actually, we're going to have a surprise appearance by one of the two witnesses. That was witless, not witness. But that would be me. So, anyway, to steal an old phrase from the old Ed Sullivan show, we've got a really, really big shoe for you here tonight. I think you're going to like it. A lot of interesting acts. I think there's going to be something to make everyone laugh or think, boy, that is really an inspiring song. So anyway, without any further ado, Our first performance is going to be by Amanda Richards and Lana Cole. As soon as I get them located, where are they? Okay, there they are. They're going to be doing a vocal with a guitar. It's called Jesus Healed the Withered Hand. Amanda Richards, Lana Cole from the Bend, right here in Bend, Oregon. So here we go, Lana and Amanda.
Filled with hate and shame. Jesus, the teacher from Galilee, who came to show a way to live that men someday see. His way was not a burden, but a way of joy and mirth. He bled and died so that he could to bring that peace on earth.
Do you ever try to walk upstairs with spurs on? Person could hurt himself really bad. Well, how was that for a starter? Oh, wonderful. Well, our next performance is going to be by Hannah Hunneke. She attends the Medford, Oregon Church. I think you're going to get a kick out of this. And the name of it is Hannah's Comedy Show. Come on up, Hannah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Hannah from Hannah's Comedy Show. For the first joke, it's about Jesus, like most of these jokes, but oh well. Most people don't know this, but Jesus raised cattle. Yeah, he had a pair of bulls. Did you guys know that there's three guys in the Bible shorter than Mr. King? They were Bildad, the Shuhite, Nehemiah, and the man who fell asleep on his watch. I think Joseph is the straightest man in the Bible because Pharaoh made a ruler out of him. I know the first math problem in the Bible. I'm not a big fan of math, but it was when God told Adam and Eve to go forth and multiply. Most people think all the animals went on Noah's ark in pairs. Not worms, they came in apples. The reason why God made Adam before Eve is because he wanted to give Adam a chance to say something. Boaz was really mean before he got married because he was ruthless. They say Solomon was the wisest man in the Bible. My dad says it's because he had so many wives to advise him. For my final joke, it's not really a joke, it's kind of like a story, it's really funny, but though. One day, a man went bear hunting, and he came across a bear, and he shot it, but he only nicked it. And so, the bear started chasing him, and he came to an edge of a cliff, and he prayed to God, "Oh God, please give this bear a touch of religion." And suddenly, the bear stopped, looked up into the air, and said, "Thank you, God, for this food which I am about to eat."
Maybe I'll just stand off to the side here so I don't have to clomp so much. Again, starting off with a great performance. I see a proud papa getting up here ready to take pictures. Our next performance is going to be by Sophie Pebworth. Her and her parents attend the San Jose, California church. It's going to be a piano piece entitled Draw Me Close, and it was originally by Kelly Carpenter. So here we give a good hand to Sophie Pebworth. I was wondering why her dad quit taking pictures. Well, I finally figured out that he had used up the 512 gigabyte memory card that was in his camera. So you can always tell the proud parents, right? I would like to, just by way of introduction for our next performance, tell you a little bit about this lady. Her name is Mrs. Sandra Fieck. She's from the Wheeling, West Virginia church, and she's also going to be accompanied on the piano by Lisa McKinney of Portsmouth, Ohio. But let me tell you a little bit about Mrs. Fieck. She studied music. She's been involved with it for more years than she cares to elaborate on. She's the director of the Wheeling, West Virginia church choir. She's also directed the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Church Choir. She's also directed quite a few youth and teen choirs, as well as directed youth choirs at the Feast of Tabernacles. She's sung in the church choir since she was in her teens, and has been a church soloist for as long. She spent many years singing with the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra in Wheeling. And what most do not know, however, and this is the cool part, is that Mrs. Fick, her passion is that of the opera, and that she is an accomplished soprano soloist. And tonight, she will perform for us an aria from a French opera written by Roberto Franz Piorite. Not sure about that last one. I never was a Frenchman. But it's entitled Un Petit Agneau Perdu. In English, it's translated simply, The Little Lost Lamb. So I present to you Mrs. Sandra Fiak. I'll just bet you were expecting something else, right? Half my kingdom for a sheep hook. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, I almost fell over when she first... Never mind. Okay, I think you'll recognize our next performers just right off. Boy, I better keep this straight. I've been charged straightly to keep it straight here. It's really hard. But it's Larry and Karen Walker. I suppose you know they're from right here in Bend. It's a comedy vocal, and the name of the song is The Remembering Song. Larry and Karen Walker.
I was going to say, or before the previous introduction, after hearing it, I was going to say, well, it's time to switch from the talent to the fun, but I see we already made that switch. I would like to dedicate this song to everyone out here who's had a senior moment, which is everybody. It's just that some of us are old enough to claim it, okay? Looking for my wallet and my car keys. They can't have gone too far. They're in the closet, but I don't know where they are. Supposed to meet someone for lunch today, but I can't remember where. Who it is I'm meeting, but it's in my organizer somewhere. Which I think is on the counter, but it could be in the car. Come to think of it, I might have even left it at that memory enhancement seminar. What's that far off distant ringing and that strangely familiar tone? Must be the person that I'm meeting. Call me on my cordless phone, which I left under the covers, or was it outside on the lawn? I got just one more ring to go before my phone machine turns on. Oh, too late. Just a minute, I gotta get this call. Hello, this is Larry Walker. And your call sure means a lot to me. So if you'd kindly leave your name and phone number at the sound of the tone, I'll do my best to remember. Oh yeah, to call you back when I get home.
Larry, this is Karen. And I'm trying not to cry. I've been waiting here for over an hour. Where are you? Goodbye.
That name sure, that's, it's a remembering song, right? That voice sure sounds familiar. And that name, it rings a bell. Oh well, let's see now, where was I? Looking for my wallet and my car key. They can't have gone too far. I still don't remember the third line. As soon as I find my glasses, there you go. I know I'll see just where they are.
Take mine.
Somebody bring my brains too. Hang on, I'll see if I can find them.
Who was that man anyway? His wife doesn't admit it either. Oh, some of these things are hilarious. For our next performance, we have Susan Dauthet. She attends Pasadena, California. She's going to be a vocal. It's going to be a cappella. And the title is going to be Not Afraid, and it's right out of the hymnal. So, please welcome Susan Dauthet.
Be not afraid, my people. I am your God who watches over you. I do not sleep, and neither will I slumber. Sons, be not afraid of men. Be you not afraid. What can men do to those whom I love? What can men do to those who fear my name? I am the God protecting you from danger. Though the mountains quake and roar, be you not afraid. I will return, with me you'll be forever. My steadfast love shall not depart from you. I am the God protecting you from danger. Though the mountains quake and roar, be you not afraid.
I tell you, that was excellent. I don't know if you've ever tried singing a cappella or not, other than inside your own shower. My wife tells me that when she's in the mother's room and I'm leading songs, that I'm the only one she can hear. And she says it's really ugly. Oh, well, c'est la vie. Our next performer is Chester Crowell. He attends the Olympia Washington Church. He's going to be doing a vocal comedy. It's going to knock your socks off. And it's entitled, Oh, What a Miserable Morning. I think you got this from the grumpy sermonette that we heard. So. Anyway, Chester Crowell from Olympia, Washington.
Well, greetings, everyone. Have you ever had a miserable day, a miserable morning? This is dedicated to all of those who've had a miserable day. Can I hear a mournful wail of what a miserable day is like? Oh, that sounds pretty bad. Okay, this song is for you. So here we go. Oh, what a miserable morning. Oh, what a miserable day. Everything's coming up thorny. Nothing is going my way. There's a dull, ugly haze on the meadow. There's a dull, ugly haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as a locust's eye. And it looks like it's going to die. Oh, what a miserable morning. Oh, what a miserable day. Everything's coming up thorny. Nothing is going my way. Well, we can't have it just like that, can we? Now, from God's perspective, we're going to go on the positive side of it, which is more what was intended in the musical Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Everything's coming up roses. Everything's going God's way. And I'd like you to all sing with me on that closing part. Everything's going God's way. Would you join with me? Everything's going God's way. I didn't hear you enough. Can we do it one more time? Everything's going God's way. Thank you.
You know, this chip is so fast at getting up here, I thought I would have to stall a little bit and maybe ask a few Bible questions, but this guy is like greased lightning. He has it set up by the time I get the introduction made. Our next performers are Jenny and Patty Imes. They attend the Spokane, Washington Church, and they're going to be doing a piano duet, and the title of this song is Heart and Soul. Welcome, Jenny and Patty Imes.
Thank you.
Once again, I had to be straightened out. They're from Post Falls. Who am I and what am I doing here? I'm going to have to tell you that our next act, I thought they were a couple of long-haired hippies that had got caught up in the face painting from the dance last night. Not so. This is actually Wally and Sharon Browning. They attend the Portland, Oregon Church. They're not long-haired hippies. They're a couple of scarecrows. I think you'll be able to see that. That's come to life and to sing and then go back to being scarecrows. And that's going to be their vocal skit and then entitled Side by Side. So here we have Wally and Sharon Browning.
Just as long as we're together.
It doesn't matter at all
when they've all had their quarrels and parted.
We'll be the same as we started, just a traveling alone, singing a song,
side by side.
Through all kinds of weather,
what if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together,
it doesn't matter at all
when they've all had their quarrels and parted.
We'll be the same as we started,
just a traveling along,
singing a song,
side by side.
Just a traveling along,
singing a song, side by side.
I think I saw that one scarecrow in Alice. What was it? Yellow Brick Road? What was the name of that one? Wizard of Oz. Yeah, that's where I saw her. Maybe not. Sure looked a lot alike. Our next performer, I think you're going to really enjoy what she has for us here. She's going to be playing her guitar. She's going to be singing an original composition entitled The Raindrop Song. I present to you Teresa Van Osdale.
True.
with lots of second tries. When I look into your eyes, it's when I realize I'm in love, 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 in love with you.
As I begin to introduce our next performer, I'd just like to tell you a little something about him. He used to go to the Red Bluff, California congregation, and he jumped ship just like a rat. Actually, you know where he's in Manteca. You know what Manteca means in Spanish? Lard. Why would you go from Red Bluff to lard? Just got to give him a bad time. He needs it all. Our performer here is Brent Roberts. Actually, he attends the Stockton, California, which is near Manteca. I think they can't meet in the same place, city twice in a row. I'm not sure what's going on there. Anyway, Stockton, California, he's going to be doing a guitar solo. It's one of his own compositions. He's entitled it The Battle Within.
Thank you.
Okay, our next performers. In the same style as Abbott and Costello's Who's On First, I think we're all familiar with that one. We'd like to present to you a skit entitled, oh, if I can read this. The Me Who with Exactly What. It's going to be presented by Amanda and Rachel Richards. Welcome to Mogoward.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
That's right.
What's right?
Me who?
That's what I want to know.
What's what you want to know?
Me who?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly what?
Yes, I have an exactly what on a chain.
Exactly what on a chain?
Yes.
Yes what?
No, exactly what?
That's what I want to know.
I told you, exactly what?
Yes what?
Yes, it's with me.
What's with you?
Exactly what? That's what's with me.
Me who?
Yes.
Go away.
Knock, knock.
I am certainly glad I don't have to walk 10 miles in these spurs and boots and chaps, I'll tell you. It feels like it's about 140 in here. Okay, our next performer is Lisa McKinney. She's from the Portsmouth, Ohio, come a long way. Be with us here. She's going to be doing a vocal accompanied by a CD, and the title of her song is L-O-V-E. We can all spell that right. We know what that spells. L-O-V-E by Lisa McKinney.
Me and you.
Say it into here.
Those were my sister-in-laws.
And their names?
Esther and Cindy McKinney, and they're single.
Uh-oh. Was that a plug or what? What can I say? Okay, our next performer is Helmut Jankowski. Good Irish name. He attends the Roseburg Organ Church, and he's going to be doing us a harmonica cowboy song. Here he comes, Helmut Jankowski.
Howdy, partners. Speaking or thinking of cowboys makes it almost impossible not to think about Texas. There was this Texas cowboy, and he visited Australia. And the rancher there in Australia, he showed him everything that was to be shown. But everything he showed him, the land, oh, Texas, we have much bigger, you know. Cattle and everything in Texas is much bigger. Everything is bigger there. So after a while then, they were standing and talking, and all of a sudden, in the distance there was running a kangaroo or two. And the Texas cowboy, he looked at it, and he never saw one before. So he looked at it, and he said, hey, he said, what's that, what's that? And the guy from Australia, he said, he looked at him, he said, are you going to tell me that you have no grasshoppers in Texas? One more little story about cowboys. There were two cowboys, and they had worked in the same place, and they had horses, and they looked almost alike. They had a hard time keeping them apart, and sometimes they mixed them up. And one day they were drinking in the bar, and they talked about it, and another cowboy, he told him, he said, why don't you measure them, you know? One might be a little bigger, and once you know which one is a little bigger, then you know which one is yours and which one is yours. Sure enough, as soon as they had a chance, next day, they measured them. And would you believe it? The black mare was about an inch shorter than the brown stallion.
Helmut's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. Once you get him wound up, it's hard to stop him, you know? Well, speaking of cowboys, our next performer is from Amarillo, Texas, Corey Perkins. He's going to be doing a vocal dance and song. Going to look a lot like Elvis Presley, I believe. He's going to be accompanied with a CD. Give Corey a big hand here.
Well, it's one for the month, two for the show. We get ready now, go, can't go, put the shoes. Step on my boots, wear shoes. Well, you can do the thing, stay off my boots, wear shoes. Well, you can knock me down, just down my face. Turn my name off and roll the place. We'll do the thing, but you want me to do. But uh-oh, honey, lay off of them shoes, those shoes. Step on my boots, wear shoes. Well, you can do the thing, but stay off my boots, wear shoes. Rock it! You can burn my house, do my car, do my little old fruit jar. Do the thing you want to do. No, oh, honey, lay off of them shoes, but don't you step on my big fresh shoes. Well, you can do the thing, lay off of my big fresh shoes. Let's go again, man. One for the month, two for the show. Three, get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. We're gonna do anything today off of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue suede shoes. A blue, blue, blue suede shoes, yeah. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. We're gonna do anything today off of my blue suede shoes.
Thank you, very much.
You know, there's not a doubt in my mind that that can't be cured with medication. And I defy him to try that with these spurs on. Hey. Oh, really? What's going on here, really? Our next performer. I think you'll recognize him from back in the sound area back here. He's been working like a beaver all feast. It's Richard Sewell from the Kennewick, Washington Church. He's going to be doing a vocal, and it's entitled The Postage Stamp.
Hi, everybody. This poem is unique. Written by my grandfather about 1940. He was a postmaster. So here's the postage stamp. Say, my little postage stamp, what can anyone see in you? You seem small and blue and blank and very insignificant, too. So come. Pray tell us, little stamp, the lessons that you teach. You surely are some earthly good, so come, let's hear you preach. Well, said the little postage stamp, as it looked me in the eye, I do my duty here on earth, and then just quit and die. My duty may seem small to some, but hey, I'm not as big as you, but I stick tight till my work is done. Can I say the same of you? Do you work better when you're licked and pounded in the face and thrown around from post to post till you're in your rightful place? Oh, they can lick and stamp and pound and spurn, but I see my duty clear. And if around the world I go, I'll stick. If it takes a year, before my life's work is over, there'll be dark lines across my brow. When at last I've reached the proper door, my work is finished now. When I've traveled many, many miles and the carrier rings the bell, I know my life has ended and he rings my funeral knell. So now, my letter carriers, all of you, when you plod your weary way, you've become my beloved pallbearers, for you've taken me to my grave.
They must use a different mail service in there than in Corning, California. Splendid. Our next performer is from San Francisco, California. His name is Emil McQuillan. He's going to be doing a vocal with his guitar. It's entitled Life, Love, and Everything. And it's by original piece by Gabe Bondoc. I believe he's one of a local artist there in the San Francisco Bay Area. So here we go, Emil McQuillan.
Test, test.
Together for a while now, though I memorize a smile now, I'm still mesmerized, I'm still hypnotized. You're still the woman that I first met, though I didn't know your name yet. I knew that something deep inside me just yearned for you. Little box holds a shiny thing, the shiny ring to measure everything. I'll get down on my knee and ask you to be my life, my love, my everything. All the music I've got, ooh baby, it's for you I see. My life, my love, my everything. I refuse to go on without the joy you bring. I look deep in your eyes, asking to be mine, be mine. Love is complex in its simplicity. It shines the most in you while here with me. I can tell you can't deny, you feel butterflies. It isn't just because you're beautiful, it's that you don't think that you're beautiful. But I know that you know that I do. This little box holds a shiny thing, a shiny ring to measure everything. I'll get down on my knees and ask you to be my life, my lover, my everything. All the music I've got, ooh baby, it's for you I see. My life, my love, my everything, yeah. I refuse to go on without the joy you bring. I look deep in your eyes, and that shouldn't be my once in a lifetime, love. I hope you know that you're the only one I'm thinking of. Please say, baby, say, spend your life with me here. 'Cause I'll tell you right now, you're all I wanna see. Yeah, hey, yeah. Whoa, it's for you I see. My life, my love, my everything. I refuse to go on without the joy you bring. I look deep in your eyes. Asking to be mine, be mine.
I thought sure that Hank Williams Sr. did that song. Just, it's a joke. It's a joke. I'm probably going to have to tell you who these next ones are because you may not recognize them. We have a comedy skit slash song. It's entitled, it's an original production, by the way. I think you'll discover that once it started. It's called The Three Sisters. It's Karen Walker. Karen Walker, you're out there, aren't you? She won't even raise her hand. Look at that. Lana Cole and Lisa Richards, the three sisters.
Well, I got to tell you a story. While I was riding my pony this morning, I spied two ballerinas just dancing along. Their boots were shined up, and their tutus were a-twirling. And as I approached, they were singing this song.
Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, we are the three sisters. It's our misfortune that one is gone. Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, if we just keep a-dancing, we know we will find her come hither or yon.
Now, earlier today, this cowboy was busy just roaming the streets and catching the sales. Rounded up the goods, loaded up the wagons, and followed my nose on down the lonesome old trail.
Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, we are the three sisters. It's our misfortune that one is gone. Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, if we just keep a-dancing, we know we will find her come hither or yon.
Now, I got to thinking about those two ballerinas. They weren't much to look at, but they'd surely get by. I reckon I'd hunt them down and explain to them their getup was pretty, but they's hard on the eye.
Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, we are the three sisters. It's our misfortune that one is gone. Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, if we just keep a-dancing, we know we will find her come hither or yon.
The night is growing long, and I'm fresh out of answers. Searching for ballerinas is a mighty heavy load. I best get the song that they were singing so sweetly off of my mind and head on down the road.
Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, we are the three sisters. It's our misfortune that one is gone. Whoop-dee-doodly-doo, if we just keep a-dancing, we know we will find her come hither or yon.
Hi, sister!
Of that story is, don't go out riding alone. You never know what you're going to run into. Our next performer, I think you'll all remember this guy from former years. I've decided he has entirely too much time on his hands. Wes Miller, aka Quack, the knife. Oh, and he's going to be doing us a couple of songs on his duck calls. I told you he had too much time on his hands. He's going to be doing Home on the Range and Bicycle Built for Two. Wes Miller from Eugene.
Well, the guitar wouldn't fit in my pocket, so I had to do something more that would, you know, fit in there. Okay.
All I can say is, don't drink booze that you ran through an old radiator for a still. It'll mess you up. Okay, our next performers are from right in my hometown, Red Bluff, California. This is Larry Linhart, Christopher Kirk. They've dubbed themselves as Double Trouble. It sure looks like Willie Nelson to me, I'll tell you. Double Trouble doing their rendition of Desert Pete. Larry and Christopher.
A quack act man. Well, you people are from Tucson and all the desert country. You'd probably appreciate this old cowboy is going across the desert and he's about to die from a lack of water. So this is a story about Desert Pete.
I was traveling west of Buckskin on the way to a cattle run, across a little cactus desert in the harsh and a blazing sun. Thirsty down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump. But I tell you, I couldn't believe it when I saw a water pump. I took it to be a mirage at first, it'll fool a thirsty man. Then I saw a nose cutting, a faking powder can. This pump is old, the snow began, but she works, so give her a try. I put a new sucker washer in, so the weather may be dry. You've got to prime the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete. Yeah, you got to prime the pump, work that handle like there's a fire. Under a rock you find water, left there in an old bitter jar. Now there's just enough to prime it with, so don't you go drinking first. Just pour it in and pump like mad, brother, you'll quench your thirst. You've got to prime the pump, have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete. Well, I found the jar and I tell you, nothing's ever prettier to my eye. I was tempted strong to drink it, that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on, have faith, my friend, there's water down below. You gotta give to really get, I'm the one who ought to know. I poured the jar and started at pump, and I heard a beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing out of that hole in the ground. Then I took off my shoes and I drank my fill of that cold refreshing treat. And I thanked the Lord and I thanked the pump and I thanked old Desert Pete. You gotta prime the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete. Thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
Lessons in that song, eh? Boy, I almost fell and hurt myself again. Hey, I've been up and down here 21 times. I haven't really hurt myself real bad yet. Okay, this is our final act. And so actually, as we're getting ready to do that, if everyone that's performed would kind of line up along there, and afterwards I'd like you all to come forward and take a bow, because I think everyone has did fantastic. Been a real entertaining evening. I've certainly enjoyed it all. But for our final performance, we have a couple of gals, both very dear friends of mine, from the Eureka, California congregation, Anita Hamill, Robin Wojak. They're going to be doing a vocal duet. It's an original composition by Anita. And I'll have to tell you, we went over to Eureka on trumpets, and they sang this over there. This is a killer song. Like I said, an original composition by Anita entitled Vision. So give them a hand, Anita Hamill and Robin Wojak.
Vision, we need vision to see beyond the pain and strife, beyond this present evil life, unto a day of peace, they say, and happiness, a world at rest. No more broken families, no divorce to shatter dreams, no more sad and empty lives filled with despair. No more hungry children cry, no more reason they should die, no more cold and empty nights to wait alone. He'll bring them home again. Until then, vision, we need vision to see beyond the pain and strife, beyond this present evil life, unto a day of peace, they say, and happiness, a world at rest. No more crime cities then, no more locks to keep them in, no more fear to walk the streets alone at night, no more disease to shorten life, no more deaf or lame or blind, rejoice for they will all be healed again. Until then, vision, we need vision to see beyond the pain and strife, beyond this present evil life, unto a day of peace, they say, and happiness, a world at rest.
Stay on up. Stay on up here and we'll...
Okay.
What'd I tell you? What did I tell you? Don't run off. I want you to come up here and do a little curtsy. I'm just sorry you don't have those little frilly things that the three sisters had on. Come take a bow on that one. That was fantastic. Very touching. Wonderful. We grow them right in Northern California, you know. How about the rest of you? Come on up here. You've all did a great job. You can take a bow, do a curtsy, whatever you'd like. It's been a real blast. I've enjoyed every bit of it. It's a lot of hard work doing this. I don't know if you knew that or not. I had no idea. I think that's why I got the Chinese volunteer. You know, they said, oh, go ahead, do it. Come on up. Would have you thought there was that much talent in this million people? Go ahead, take a bow, do a curtsy, whatever you'd like. Thank you very much. I encourage you all to go home, drive carefully getting there. I've seen two wrecks, and then I've heard of another since I've been up here, so drive carefully. These Oregon drivers are wild men. Anyway, go home, get a good night's sleep, and be back ready for service of tomorrow. Thank you so much. The cast.